welcome everyone to today's podcast. I have a very, very special surprise for you today, because what I'm doing is I'm actually interviewing one of my students. Now, he's an amazing character. He's had an amazing journey and story to tell and lots of information to share. And I always find it really inspirational to listen to stories, listen to how people have been actually able to turn their lives around and change their circumstances completely. Because in doing that, it's inspirational. And, you know, you identify with the other person. You say, well, gosh, if they can do it, I can do it. And, you know, there's so much happens from a success perspective when you believe you can. When you've got the mindset of, I can make that happen, then you know what? You probably will. Whereas if you're still living there in doubt and in, you know, having insecurity issues around what to do and whether you can do it and self-belief system, you know, issues, etc., then that's what's actually stopping a lot of people. I actually call it self-sabotage. And you've got to get your head in the right spot. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce you to Roger. Now, Roger, are you on the line?
Hello, Demna. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Roger from Perth. Now, Roger, let me just set the background a little bit. How long have you been a student with me?
I first came across you in 2010, late 2010, and joined you shortly after.
Okay.
So I guess really from 2011 onwards.
Okay. Now, you work for the public service?
That's right. I'm a public servant.
And you've got a couple of kids? You're married, a couple of kids?
I got two daughters. When I met you, they were 5 and 1, so I've grown up a bit since then. Now 10 and 6.
Fabulous. 10 and 6. My goodness, they must be getting big. So why did you join my program? What was going through your head at that point in time?
Well, I just turned 40. I'm giving my age away. I was sitting down. I had a 5-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old daughter. From the 10 years prior to that, I had bought 3 properties, or mm-hmm. accumulated 3 properties over those 10 years. I had kept buying the extra runoff equity and moving in to it and so forth, so I ended up with the most debt on my PPR. I was negative $34,000. On an income of about $75,000. So I had basically $40,000 to run my family, and things were tight. So I just wanted something better from life.
Okay, so you're buying properties the traditional way through negative gearing, because that's what people are taught to do. You know, you go to an accountant and you whinge about paying too much tax, the first thing they say is go and buy a negatively geared investment property. You go to a financial planner, they tell you go and buy negatively geared shares or property. So, you can't be blamed for taking action on the norm. But you obviously stepped outside that and decided to take another path. What were you thinking when you came to one of my one-day events and I started talking about income replacement and passive income and not buying negative gearing and not cross-securitizing and all of these things that most people do? What was going through your head at that point?
Well, I was looking for answers. I hadn't figured it out for myself. So I was going to seminars and I stumbled across your seminar and you were talking a whole different kind of language that I had never ever heard anyone say, and you spoke of common mistakes that people make, and I was going, yep, tick that box, tick that box, tick that box. Yeah, I felt that you were talking to me in that room and there was no one else in that room and you were explaining my situation, so I thought, yeah, this lady's got me figured all out.
You would be surprised how many people say exactly that. I'm sure you were just talking to me.
Yeah.
So back then, I just want to reiterate, you had 3 properties and they were negatively geared $34,000 a year, yeah?
Correct, and yeah. And I had the most debt on my PPR.
Okay, and all cross-securitized with the one bank?
All with the same bank, yep.
And earning $75,000 a year, does your wife work?
No, she stopped working once the children were born, and she's only ever wanted to be a house mum. Yep. That's been her dream for her life. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so she doesn't work. Yep.
So you've got $75,000 coming into a household with a wife, two kids and yourself, and you're $34,000 negative cash flow. Boy, that must hurt.
Yes, yeah. We're pretty frugal people, but we could get by, but, yeah, it's certainly... We wouldn't have any spare to do anything.
You must have to grow your own vegetables, milk your own cow and everything to live on that.
I've got a very resourceful wife, Dimna.
You must have. Okay, so you decide to come on board. Now, one of the things that that I talk about is you know, getting out across securitization and all of those things and analyzing your existing property portfolio, which in your case, you actually had a few things that you could do on your existing portfolio, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. You taught me how to get market ready, which was the biggest one for me, getting my finances in order, and then I had a portfolio to clean up, yeah. Thanks to you, didn't I?
So in cleaning up the portfolio, you were actually able to turn how many of those properties into positive?
I've turned them all into positive end result.
Okay, yeah. So you had three properties that were $34,000 negative, and by implementing, strategies learned in the course, you were able to turn every single one of them into positive.
Yes, within 12 months or 18 months, I was no longer negatively again.
Geez, that must feel different.
It certainly does, yeah, it certainly does. Things started to change.
Wow. So you've got three positive cash flow properties now, including the one you live in, which is remarkable in itself. From there, I guess it's a matter of getting out there and, setting your peg in the sand. Because for me, and I see this with a lot of students, you came with a lot of pain. So the first thing that you had to get out there and do was get rid of the pain, which in your case was the negative gearing, and to get you into positive. Do you remember just fixing those three, how much positive you ended up being at that point?
I was kind of moved into neutral because one of them then turned into a development property, so that goes through all the phases of development before it comes positive.
Okay. Yep. So one of them was a development site that you're able to develop, which you didn't even realise when you bought the thing in the first place, did you?
No, I had no idea that I could develop it. I found out I could. Then I thought I would do it sort of in 10 or 15 years. But you guys got me to do it a lot quicker than that.
We had other ideas for you, didn't we? Well, that's the thing, you know, when you've got the support around you and people to ask and people to talk to and all of those sort of things, it becomes, well, why wait 10 years if it's hurting me now? Let's just turn it into positive now. So that development side, that took a little while to do. It took about 18 months, didn't it, from memory?
Yes, about there, from start to finish.
Yeah, okay. And then you decide, okay, well, we've got that one done. You've got the others done. You were in a position, because you did have equity, to be able to get out there and do other deals, like new deals.
That's right, yeah, because my cash flow position had improved, my equity position had improved, and the way you teach us is basically our houses become our banks. So, yeah, I was able to leverage off the equity that I had created to get myself into the next deal.
Okay. So even on that development one that you did, I've just got the figures here in front of me, you made around $600,000 in equity and turned it into a passive income of around about 18 grand. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
So you're able to keep that everything that you built there?
Yes, I kept the whole lot. The passive income was quite a lot higher, but over the past sort of 18 months, rents have come down a little bit. So I'm still positive, but it's good.
That's the main thing. So what was your goal at this point? Because, you know, what were you after? What did you want to make happen?
What I wanted to make was just to continually to build my capital base. For me, that's really important, to build my capital base.
Yep.
And also to do deals that create equity and passive income. Neutral to passive is what I'm after, definitely not negative. So. my vision for moving forward with every development.
I actually remember talking to you way back, like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago now, talking to you about what your peg in the sand is, you know, your goals. What do you want to make happen? And I seem to recall at that point you wanted to give up work. Has something changed along the way?
Yeah, I do want to give up work, but I guess, you know, having a wife and two kids and security and the fact that my job can help me provide finance for my projects, yeah, it's kind of kept me there.
The other thing is, I think when you have a choice, as in, you know, income replacement and things like that, quite often you choose to continue on anyway, simply because it's not a I have to be here anymore. It's because I can be or I don't have to be. You know, it becomes a choice thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of at that point now where it is my choice to stay or leave.
Yeah.
I've chosen to stay at this stage, but that may not be the case forever and a day.
No, that's right. And but just having that choice, you know, I find anyway very liberating. And I see that in a lot of students, you know, that do replace their income and they think, oh, I want to give up work. When they actually get to the point where they go, well, I could, they go, I'm not ready yet. Because when you make that transition from, you know, employment or business, running a business, et cetera, where you've got structure and you do this every day and then that happens and this happens and, you know, you're very much in control of your life, when that converts across to a situation where, you know, you're a full-time property investor, it's like, right, what am I going to do today? You know, it's a whole different ball game just to be able to, you know, to structure your day and to have communication with people and all of these things that are basic human needs that you actually really have to get out of your way to create when you're a full-time property investor. It's not what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
I remember an engineer I had years ago who was a student of mine, and when he got to that point, he realised that, you know, he actually wanted to continue in the engineering work that he was doing because it was kind of part of who he was. He still did the property, still did everything else, but he actually liked the, you know, being an engineer, doing what he was doing for work. It's you know, it's one of those things when it's a want-to decision, not a have-to decision, it changes the ball game completely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, having freedom of choice is very, very liberating, and I do have that freedom of choice, but I chose to stay put at the moment.
So let's have a look at the next deal that you did after fixing up your existing portfolio. And sure, that was another little development deal, wasn't it?
That's right, yep. This is an interstate deal, so yep.
That's actually an interesting point. Now, you live in Perth, and I believe this deal was actually in Queensland, yeah?
That's right.
So when you, you know, when you learn how to do all of these things, doing things at a distance really isn't such a big deal. I mean, it's a little bit more of an impost, travelling and things like that. But I remember I often bring on economists who speak about what markets are moving and things like that. And I think at the time Perth had a bit of a run. And one of the discussions that we had was around the fact that Brisbane had a little bit more left in it at that stage from a price point perspective, and you chose to go to Brisbane based on all of that information. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. After strategizing, I already knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a certain type of development deal.
Yep.
I had to find the location, and when you brought on your economist friend, fantastic guy, when he spoke about Brisbane, the light bulb just went on for me. Now I knew where I wanted to be. I already knew what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it. I just didn't know where I needed to do it. So yeah, once I heard him speak about Brisbane, I thought, yep, this is the place I need to go to. And because you guys had taught me everything that I needed to do to build a successful team, that's what I did. I went about putting a team together to do it. Interstate.
Now, just a word of warning for everybody listening, just because we're talking about this was a few years ago. That was in, what, 2013, 14, thereabouts, I would imagine?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, don't everybody just rush out and, oh, quick, I've got to go to Brisbane. Times have changed. So this is where...
I wouldn't be going there now, that's just me personally, but everyone has their own opinion.
No, that's right. And it's really about staying current on that sort of thing, which is why the I Love Real Estate community is so... so fantastic, because we're constantly updating and, you know, bringing on the likes of my friend The Economist, who really has made a lot of money for a lot of my students simply by talking about areas and movements and all of those sort of things. So you know, I just want to make that clear for everybody listening right now. Now, I've got the figures here in front of me, and out of that deal – you made about, what was that, $224,000 profit.
Yes, that's right. That's a pretty good outcome.
That's not too bad for, what, 18 months or so, is it?
Not too bad at all. But and the thing is, I control that whole deal with probably about $90,000. So if you look at the return.
Okay, so with $90,000 worth of equity over around about 18 months to 2 years, you made $224,000 profit. Now that's three times your salary.
That's right, yes.
Not too bad to be making on the side, is it? Tell me, do you tell your workmates what you do?
My wife's starting to get a little bit happier with me now.
Going away to all of those seminars.
yes, definitely.
Tell me, do your workmates know what you do?
No, they don't. It's funny, it's really hard to talk about what you do, especially from a success point of view. People aren't really too interested. My work colleagues are more interested in talking about doom and gloom matters. So, it would be hard for me to talk about this at work.
You know, that's such a sad thing, but I hear it all the time that, here in Australia, we simply don't celebrate success. We're a bunch of tall poppy syndrome knockers. And, it's very sad, and it's something I've made my personal mission out there to try and change one person at a time, because when you're focused on the negative, that's what you see, that's what you get. And when you're focused on actually making profits, I mean, you would have experienced this at the I Love Real Estate Super Conference, because you're probably a little isolated over there in Perth, even though, you know, I've got lots of students in Perth and we do events over there and everything. Just being in the environment of the weekend or so ago where we had the I Love Real Estate Super Conference, how did it feel to be back in that total positivity and support, and, you know, people are applauding your success?
It's just fantastic to be talking about things that I'm genuinely interested in. It's just fantastic. I enjoy sharing knowledge and learning knowledge, and just being very, very open with money and numbers. It's such a taboo topic. No one wants to talk about money or figures.
I know. And it's so sad because, you know, why is money such the big taboo when we can talk about sex and politics and religion and violence and all of these other things? That what's wrong with money?
definitely. It's kind of, money gets you to really what you want to, where you want to go.
That's right.
It's not the be-all, end-all, but it makes things a lot more comfortable along the way.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in with the right heart, when you do have money, it means you can just do a whole lot more.
Definitely.
So let's go to the next deal after that, because the next deal, I mean, you obviously got hooked on the development track.
Yes.
This one here was a little bit of a bigger deal that you did. And with this one here, you're actually able to keep part of the deal, because the previous one you sold it all, whereas this one here you kept a bit, and it was still $22,000 positive cash flow.
That's right, yep.
See, that's amazing. You know, let's just put that into perspective. That's $400 a week. It's, you know, it's a little under a third of your wage coming in from one deal, one property. You know, that's pretty cool.
No, it's very good. Super pleased with this deal. This deal, I leapfrogged into it from the previous deal. So everything you have been teaching me about, you know, progressively do deals to get you into the next deal. And the way that I've been doing it, I've been able to get sort of bigger and better deals as I go each time, which is fantastic.
And you've got another deal in your sights, which is ready to go?
I've got another one good to go. I'm working on that at the moment.
And that's back over in WA?
That's right.
Oh, good. And obviously...
Yeah, if I get this one right, then this will be the start of my new career.
And again, more positive cash flow as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's just have a look at your journey, because when you joined back in 2011, you had three properties. They were all cross-securitized, negative cash flow. They had a value then of about 1.4. So your net equity, or what you were actually worth at that point, was around about $280,000, yeah?
Yes.
And they were negative cash flow $34,000.
Yes.
Which doesn't, as we said, leave a lot to live on. And when I had you on stage recently talking about, you know, the turnaround you've made in the last, 5 years, being part of the I Love Real Estate, you've now got six properties, not cross-securitized.
That's right, all with individual banks.
Yeah. The value there is 3.7 and your net equity position is 2.1. So you've gone from $280,000 to $2.1 million in the space of 5 years.
Yeah, I know. It blows my mind when I actually look at the numbers like that.
Mm. And you're pretty conservative, let's face it. You are.
I'm very, very risk averse. It's very easy to lose money and it's hard to make it. So I'm very careful with what I do.
That's right. So that's that's steady as you go, basically, from an investing perspective. But the big thing that I see is you were negative $34,000. And right now, a week or so ago, you were 57,000 positive cash flow.
Yep. It's awesome. And, my PPR is debt-free, so I've cleaned up all that sort of bad debt, so I don't have to service a mortgage, so to speak. So it's just a great outcome.
And if you add up the income and the capital gain, just the capital gain, you look at that, over 5 years, that means you've averaged $364,000 per year over those 5 years you've been with I Love.
That's right, yep.
That's pretty awesome. On a $75,000 salary.
I actually remember when I very first saw you speak on stage, you said, which camp are you in? Do you want equity or do you want cash flow? And I was sitting there going, well, I really want both, but I don't want to tell them or I want both because it might sound greedy. But that's kind of been my plan as I go along to create both as I go.
Yeah, and that's obviously part of your conservative nature as well with what you've been able to do. But that's $147,000 cash flow turnaround. Oh, no, that's with your salary and everything now. So, basically almost double what you started with.
Yep, definitely.
So are you still growing your own veggies?
My wife takes care of all of that, so I just eat what's put on my plate at the end of the day.
Dear. So... your kids are obviously that little bit older and things now. What are your goals, dreams, aspirations? Where do you want to head? Where's your peg in the sand now?
My peg in the sand has always been just to have a happy family life. I don't want money to ever be an issue for our family, and it hasn't since coming on board with you. We don't worry about anything monetarily. We can do lots of things that we like to do. Can travel. My girls can spend lots of time doing lots of different activities. My wife, who just loves being a stay-home mum, which is a job in itself, she's so in love with the girls. And, I've just got a very grateful family, didn't I? Mm. So I'm happy, and I'm happy to play my part, servicing the family, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, it was great to have you on stage and share your story with everybody. I know there's a lot of people coming up to you over the weekend who were saying, we're in similar circumstances and things like that, and congratulating you. You must be very proud.
I'm happy, and I'm not so much proud. I'm grateful to have stumbled across you and learned lots of things that I never learnt in my first 40 years of life, and in the space of 5 years, just turn things around. So, I'm more grateful than proud.
And the you say me, but it's so much more than me. I Love Real Estate is definitely a team. It's a team effort with all of the professionals, all of the coaches and trainers and you know, course material and everything else. You know, you got to put in the work too, and I think you should acknowledge yourself for that, because I remember particularly in the early days you were very diligent, you know, with doing your homework and those sort of things to make sure that you were getting the maximum out of everything.
Yep, definitely. You must take action, because all the learning actually comes after you, you know, take action. You can study as much as you like, but until you actually get in there and get your hands dirty, you're never going to get the full learning. When you get that learning, then you progress to the next level, and then there's a whole new set of learnings to learn.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on. So.
And then having, obviously, the support people to be able to go to, if you get to a point and go, God, I don't know what to do now, you know who to go to find out.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. Now, that's something that was my vision a very long time ago, is because, you know, there's never going to be one book, one seminar, one anything that changes your life. It's all of those things, and it's the ongoing support and team around you that creates that success. We are all very interconnected from an energetic level.
Yeah, definitely. And part of your program, you teach people how to fish, you know. There's the old saying that, you know, give a man a fish, you'll feed him for the rest of his life. But if you teach him how to fish, then he can provide for his family, and that's exactly what you've done. You've taught me to fish so I can go out there and construct deals which move me forward, and at the same time take care of my family and everyone else around me.
And you're a pretty bloody good fisherman, I would say.
Not too bad.
Not
I've never
too
caught
bad.
A real fish day. Maybe once or twice in my life.
Well, real estate fish are just as good. Well, Roger, thank you so much for coming on the call. I know you're going to be a huge inspiration for so many people out there that are sitting around going, oh, my God, you know, I only earn whatever. I've got this. I've got that. I'm negative. There's no hope. There's absolutely hope. And it's just a matter of taking one step at a time, cleaning up perhaps what's on your plate, which is where you had to start, before you can start filling it up with better stuff. So congratulations, Roger. You've done very, very well, and thank you so much for coming on the call and sharing your journey with everyone.
You're welcome, Dimna. Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I'll be back again to talk to you very, very soon on another completely different topic. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so they can come to you automatically, and make sure you tell all your mates about it as well so that they can jump on and start to go on that journey with you. Once again, thanks, Roger. Thanks, everybody. And we'll be back again to talk to you very, very soon.
Good night, everyone.
Bye now.